Hello, I'm Lily Niebergi, and you're listening to Exposition. I'm here with Ruth Wyand, who will be performing this Saturday, June 20th, at the Juneteenth celebration at Ivor Square. All right, just to start, can you introduce yourself and kind of talk about what you're going to be performing on June 20th this weekend?
I'll be at Ivor Square, helping to celebrate the Juneteenth celebration. I'll be there, I'll be playing from 12 to 1:30 and doing mostly women in blues songs, women who were the forerunners, four mothers, so to speak, of blues and jazz, and plus a lot of other blues and jazz songs to help commemorate our heritage.
Can you kind of talk about what performing for Juneteenth means to you?
Well, it's an honor to be able to help celebrate, you know, our musical history. And I've done a show called Mama's Got the Blues, which talks about the contributions of African-American women in blues and jazz, starting out in the early 1900s in Storyville, New Orleans. And it goes all the way through history of the blues and jazz music that a lot of women just get kind of left out when you think of blues. So it's an honor to be asked to play and talk about their history and music.
Yeah, and can you kind of talk more about like your experience and your career in the music world?
Well, it's a long, winding road. I started out learning blues from a neighbor when I was really young, and I didn't even know what it was. He showed me a picture of Hound Dog Taylor, and he was saying, Ruthie, when are you going to learn the blues? And I'm like, I don't know, even know what that is, because I was only like 11 years old. And he showed me a picture of Hound Dog Taylor, who had six fingers, and he had a slide on his extra finger on his left hand. And I was like, well, Mr. Mac, I can't play blues. I only have five fingers. But I fell in love with that, and he used to play Mahalia Jackson, Bessie Smith, Memphis Minnie, all kinds of blues women, and also Hound Dog Taylor and B.B. King, and that was kind of the first music I really heard.
Why do you think playing like blues specifically for the Juneteenth celebration is so significant?
Well, like I said, it's the culture of the African Americans, and which is, you know, transcended into, you know, all American culture. And I think it gets kind of left out a little bit. You know, it gets taken over by country music a little bit too much. So I actually think it's all roots music, you know. And, you know, to be categorized just blues probably, you know, isn't taken seriously a lot of times by people because of the fact that, you know, it's taken for granted that it's just a shuffle or something like that. But I think blues has been incorporated to all styles of American music.
What kind of like specific songs are you planning on playing this weekend?
I'll be playing some Memphis Minnie. I'll be playing some Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Nina Simone, Bessie Smith, Ruthie Foster, and, you know, some Muddy Waters as well, little Stevie Ray Vaughan, Bonnie Raitt, and Sippy Wallace, you know, just the whole gamut of genres of blues.
The classics, for sure.
Yeah, yes.
How would you describe your own personal style?
Well, I'm a fingerstyle guitar player, and I do a lot of Piedmont picking and also Delta slide. Even in some of my shows, I do a little bit of Merle Travis and a little bit of Doc Watson and Etta Baker, Elizabeth Cotton, that kind of stuff.
Is there anything else you'd just like to add here today? I think that's all the questions I really have for you.
I'll be playing at the Underberg House Concert Series on Saturday evening. So I'll be at Ivor Square at 12 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and then at the house concert on Saturday evening at 7. But I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me and let me promote some of these shows I'm doing.
Of course. That was Ruth Wyan performing this Saturday at Ivor Square at the Juneteenth celebration. Thank you so much for being here, Ruth.
My pleasure. Thank you.